We're on here at Fort Recovery High School. Actually, we're at the middle school, elementary school to high school girls softball game playing the Minster Wildcats. Got Chelsea Timmerman on the mound, and she brings the first pitch in there for a called strike. Steve Stone and Darian Sheffer here calling the game for you. Batter shows bunt, and it's popped foul. Got overcast skies here, a little cool. Had some rain this morning, but the field actually looks like it's in really good shape considering I think we had between a half and three quarters of an inch of rain the last 24 hours. We're looking good. Chelsea throws the next pitch in there for a ball, a little bit high. One ball, two strikes, top of the first, the beginning of the game here, playing the Minster Wildcats. Next pitch is fouled up over visitors' dugout. Got Chelsea Timmerman on the mound, and we have Aaliyah Jenkins behind home plate. That pitch was in there low for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. We've got Minster leading off here, number 20. We're trying to get Tori to help us out here a little bit and get us a lineup. Barhorst is up. Next pitch is in there for a ball. That brings the count to full. Three balls, two strikes. Barhorst at the plate. Chelsea winds, payoff pitch. She goes down swinging. Ball's dropped. Thrown down to first to get the first out. So that's out number one.
Well done by the catcher there.
Yep, catcher dropped it but picked up and fired a nice. Who's up now? Homan. We have Homan. Number 11 steps to the plate for the Lady Wildcats from Minster. Darian Sheffer here with Steve Stone. First pitch is in there, fouled back for a strike. I understand we're on tomorrow. Me and
yep.
You, big guy.
Yes, sir.
And we're live. We're live for the first. Oh, yeah, baby.
Oh, my goodness.
We are live
it's
tomorrow.
It's about time.
That's exactly right. You can only keep us under wraps for so long.
Oh, yep.
And then we're going to go big time.
We are big time now.
The big show.
Wow, that is big.
Chelsea winds, delivers. That is hit into left field. And that was a foul ball. Emily made a good effort to get to it. It was deep in the corner, left field. And
hung up there forever.
Hung up forever, and I think she was a little bit apprehensive about running into the fence.
Oh, that big old tarp
and there's a big,
out there.
Yeah, the tarp's out there. So she slowed down. If that was wide open, I think she would have scooted in and made the play. But anyhow, it fell foul, so no harm done. Next pitch is in there for a ball. That brings the count to two balls, two strikes, one out, top of the first. Fort Recovery Indian, Lady Indians here playing the Minster Wildcats. Chelsea Wines delivers. That's in there just a little high for a ball. She's getting her money's worth up there at the plate. We got another batter up there with a full count. Three balls, two strikes, payoff pitch to the plate. And that ball is lined foul. Over the fence, out of play, down left field line. We've got Audra Metzger on third. We've got Carly Stone at short. We've got Devin Post at second. We've got... That's popped up. And that ball falls foul. We had three girls heading towards that. I was hoping one of them was going to call the other ones off. Otherwise,
yeah,
it would have been a bad news Bears play out there.
Yep.
But at least they were running towards it pretty hard.
Yeah.
So we're still, count still full here. Homan steps back into the batter's box. Pops one up. That should be a really easy play.
Oh, man.
That ball was popped up to Vogel and hit her glove and
just popped, rolled out.
Rolled out, hit the ground. So. what do we say about that?
It's a play that's got to be made.
Play that's got to be made. That's a good way to put it. We've got
Burselman.
Burselman. Runner goes. And throw bounces into Carly, and she picks it up and tags, but too late. So runner gets to second. We've got, we'll say that's Burleson. Burlesman's at the plate. She hits a chopper over to third. Ball's thrown to first. Out at first. That makes a second out there for Minster, and that advances a runner from second to third. So we've got two outs, top of the first. Audra made a clean play, picked the ball up, looked towards second, see where that runner was at, and then made the play at first, and that allowed the runner to get from second to third. But she made the right play.
Yep, good play.
First pitch in there to Richards.
Richard. Yep.
And that's fouled down third baseline. Got two outs here. Runner in scoring position on third, but we're going to get this out, so we'll get out of this inning without any runs.
That's what I'm hoping.
That ball was somewhat swung.
Change up, maybe?
Somewhat swung at. She had like a slow motion type of a swing and knocked it foul. Almost looked like a check swing.
Yeah.
Chelsea's ready. Wines delivers. That ball is hit hard into left field, and thank goodness that falls at foul.
For sure.
Because she...
That pitch was almost too good to be thrown out there.
Yeah. That,
no balls, two strikes.
She put some juice in that, fired it out into left field, and it rolled foul. Pitch to the plate. That's also fouled off. Count is... no balls, two strikes, two outs, runners on one, or they have a runner on third. Chelsea's ready, Wines delivers. That's high for a ball. I don't know what the runner was thinking there, like she was going to run home and Aaliyah's standing there with the ball. Not sure what that was.
Not sure what she was trying to do there.
Chelsea's ready, Wines delivers. That's going to be hit out of play over the fence down the left field line.
She's about five foul balls.
Yeah, she's ripping them down the left field line there, that's for sure. Two outs, top of the first, Minster Wildcats here in town at Fort Recovery. Pitch to the plate, ball.
Slow high there.
That evens the count. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Are the boys playing tonight?
They are at Minster tonight.
At Minster. Chelsea Wines delivers. That ball is hit, and that's going to fall in for a hit. So that's going to score our first run of the game. Emily picks that up and throws it in to Devin. And that scores their runner from third. So the score in the top of the first here is 1-0. We still got two outs. We've got Albers stepping to the plate. She settles into the batter's box. Chelsea Wines delivers a pitch, and that's low. Gets past the catcher. Aaliyah picks the ball up and holds her at second. No throw. The ball would roll all the way to the fence, so she easily made it to second. Minster Wildcats leading us here the first inning, 1-0. Two outs. Pitch to the plate. That's a little high for a ball. Two balls, no strikes, two outs. Lady Indians here at Fort Recovery. Pitch to the plate.
Good pitch.
And if you couldn't hear that, the umpire called that a strike. In case you missed that, he was fired up to call that one a strike. Two balls, one strike. Pitch to the plate. That's low for a ball. That's going to bring the count to three balls, one strike, two outs. Come on, Chelsea. Let's get a strike in there. Get out of this inning. Minster's got a runner on second. Chelsea Wines delivers, and that's low for a ball. That gets past the catcher. That was ball. Is that ball four?
Yeah.
What'd she sprint to first for?
Pass ball. So she was thinking she got two bases there.
That's why I brought him along, because he's not only good looking, he's damn smart too.
Yep.
Pitch to the plate. Runner goes. That's popped up. That was a pop up into the infield. She ran her rear end off, and then the throw was to first, but she was safe at first. So that scores another run. Brings a runner in from third. So now they've got runners on the corner. Got a little rally going here with two outs.
Should already be out of this inning.
Runners on first and third. And, man, that was a bloop. That was a bloop hit. Whose ball was that? Was that Chelsea's or Audra's?
I'm thinking Chelsea maybe, but could have been either.
Yeah, it was almost like a bunt because it just didn't go very far at all. That ball's hit to third. Audra picks it up, fires to first, and gets us out of the inning. The Minster Wildcats got two runs, so we're trailing in the top of the first, 2-0, and we'll be right back. We're on here back at the bottom of the first here in Fort Recovery. We got Chelsea at the plate. She shows bunt, gets bunt down, and rolls foul. Another warm, sunny evening here in Fort Recovery.
Oh, yeah, beautiful night here. I mean,
it's freaking gray, overcast, cold, damp, dreary. We're going to have to talk about some sort of indoor facilities, I think.
Yeah, for sure.
Pitch to the plate. Popped up foul over the fence, straight behind home plate. This girl's on the mound's got a wicked kick.
Yeah, I don't know what she's... Hey.
Pitch to the plate. Another one fouled back. Chelsea's battling up there. One ball, two strikes. Playing the Minster Lady Wildcats here in Fort Recovery. We were just teasing a minute ago. It's overcast. It's not very nice. Pitch to the plate. It's in there for a ball. That evens the count at two balls, two strikes. Indians trailing here 2-0. Pitcher's ready. Wines delivers. That's way low for a ball. We got numbers on these chicks. Do we know who's pitching?
No, we do not.
What kind of fly-by-night outfit is this? Oh.
Oh, my goodness. Are you kidding me?
Chelsea just hits a frozen rope. And
she just stuck a glove out there.
Yeah, that shortstop just kind of blindly stuck her hand out there, and the ball went straight in it.
Wow.
That would have rolled. That was in the gap. That would have rolled to the fence for sure. But, great play by their shortstop. She stabbed that thing out of midair. One out. We got
Victoria Vaughn.
Vicky. We got Vicky Vaughn at the plate. She takes first pitch in for a ball. She pops one up. Get down. Oh.
Wow.
She hit a little pop-up to the first baseman, runs in to make the play, and hits the heel of her glove. I think we've seen that play before.
Yeah, I believe we just seen that last inning.
And ball falls to the ground, and Tori hightails it to first base, and she is safe. So that wasn't much of a hit, but by gosh, we'll take it.
She's on base. That's all that matters.
We will take it, absolutely. Audra shows bunt. Tori steals second base, and that's a strike on Audra. But we got our runner to second. So now we got a runner in scoring position. We got Audra Metzger at the plate. She's got no balls, one strike. Pitch to the plate. That is popped up straight over Darian and I's head out of play.
I about caught that.
I figured if you had good wheels, you could have got that,
yeah.
But we know you don't have good wheels.
We all know that.
That's Audra's at the plate here. She's got no balls, two strikes. Tori in scoring position on second, and that ball's in there high. One ball, two strikes, one out. Got Tori just aching to get to third base. Audra digs in, takes the pitch. That's way high for a ball. That evens the count at 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. We're going to be live tomorrow night from St. Mary's playing the Lady Rough Riders tomorrow night.
I'm ready.
Pitcher Wines delivers, and that's popped up. Get down, ball. Popped up. Shortstop slides over and catches it right behind second base. So that brings us to 2 outs, and we've got Devin Post stepping into the batter's box.
She's about due here.
Yeah, for sure.
Need Tori home.
For a ball, you're just kind of quiet. I mean, you're...
It shows I'm quiet, too.
Got to help my partner out here. He's like new, I guess. Next pitch in there for a strike. That's 1 ball, 1 strike, 2 outs. We got Tori on second base, and we have got to get that girl home.
Come on, Devin.
Oh, that's much better.
All right.
Next pitch in there high. That brings the count to 2 balls, 1 strike, 2 outs. Bottom of the first inning here. Fort Recovery playing the hosting the Lady Wildcats for Minster. Wind pitch to the plate. That's going to be popped up out of play. Might have just killed the girls making popcorn. That brings the count to even. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Tori still hanging out there on second base. Devins takes one in there low for a ball. That brings the count to full. We got Casey Vogel on deck. That's going to be a hit. Oh, Devin hits a nice one. Oh, get going, ball. Oh, that's going to roll to the fence. That's going to score one run, and I would say Devin's going to easily.
Oh, my goodness.
How do you hold her up at second?
He didn't. He called her, but she stopped on her own.
How do you hold her at second? Holy cats.
Bonnie called her over, and she just holds the horses on second.
Oh, that was an easy triple. That was a stand-up triple. We got Casey Vogel up at the plate. She's just digging into the batter's box. She's going to get Devin home here in just a second. Pitch to the plate. Oh, she hits a blooper. Get over. Yes, and it falls in for a hit. That's going to Devin, get down. Oh. Devin gets thrown out at home. Un-freaking... Are we allowed saying that on air?
We ain't on air. We're in the archives.
Freaking believable. Devin's out at home. That should. Oh. Anyhow, that's the end of our first inning. We'll be back.
That'll never happen again.
Drew was calling a game with Galpy, and one of the, I think it was a Wendell kid, was in there with him. He like had shorts and a t-shirt on. It was colder than this. Calpy said he was sitting there and he was just shivering. And Bob looks over at him and says, Wendell, you're shivering like a dog shitting razor blades right now.
I said, on the air? And he said, yeah, on the air.
Shivering like a dog shitting razor blades.
They say whatever they want.
Was our pay going to get docked?
Yeah.
Or are we going to get fired?
He can't fire us. Hey, Carls. Nothing less than a double. No pressure.
Just get the bat on the ball.
We're back here in Fort Recovery. Lady Indians playing the Lady Wildcats from Minster. Starting off the bottom of the second inning, we got Carly Stone stepping into the batter's box, her first time up tonight. Takes the first pitch in there high for a ball. It's about time to see this Stone kid show us something, isn't it?
Yeah, it's about time.
She settles into the batter's box, takes the second pitch.
Oh.
Takes a big swing at it and misses. That's 1 ball, 1 strike. bottom of the second inning. Lady Indians trailing 2-1, playing the Minster Lady Wildcats. Pitch to the plate. She kind of goes fishing for that one. That was a little low, and she took a big cut at it. She's behind in the count here. 1-2. No outs. Pitcher Wines delivers. And she goes down swinging. That's a first out. We've got
Taylor Tin
stepping into the batter's box. She looks down actually first and checks signs from coach. Steps in. She's ready. Pitcher checks sign. Delivers. That ball is fouled out of play. Wind's picking up a little bit here, making it just a little colder than what it was before.
Perfect.
That's what we were hoping for. Pitch to the plate. Another foul. Brings a count to 0-2. 1 out. Taylor's got to get something going on. Who do we got on deck there? Hannah. Is it Hannah?
No. Emily Hart?
Emily Hart. Yeah, you're right, Emily. Oh, and she goes down swinging. Strike out. That's out number 2. That brings Emily to the plate. We've got Hannah Kanapke on deck. 2 outs. Emily settles into the batter's box. Pitch to the plate. That's low for a ball. Got to get the bats going here.
Yeah.
She's not throwing. Pitcher's not throwing that hard.
No.
We just got to get some hits. Next pitch in there for a strike. 1-1. 2 outs. Lady Wildcats leading. She throws some kind of a beer league slow pitch softball.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that was.
In there for a called ball. Pitch to the plate. In there high for another ball. That's 3 balls. 1-2. Pitcher checks a sign. Pitch to the plate. She fouls that one back behind, directly behind home plate, out of play. That brings a count to 4. We got 3-2. Pitch to the plate. And that's going to be popped up to the second baseman. She makes a play. And that didn't turn out very good.
No.
So we'll start the top of the third, and we'll be right back. Oh, we're back while I'm chewing popcorn. Chelsea delivers a first pitch. Hey, it's starting to rain. Woohoo! We might have to take a break here because we got to move our equipment because it's raining. We're back here. We had to take a quick break. It's starting to rain here in Fort Recovery. This is when we're calling softball, Darren and I are calling softball, it's either raining or snowing, one or the other. Tonight it seems to be raining. So what we missed here in the top of the third was that their leadoff batter? Their leadoff batter, I believe, got a double.
Second
batter got a double. First. And so she's now on third, and they've got next batter up here. Counts 1-2. Pitch to the plate, and that's popped up and out of play. Dude does not have to be their first batter because they don't have an out. And they haven't scored a run. Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Okay, leadoff batter for the inning. Yes, she got a double. She stole third. Now next batter's got 1-2. Pitch to the plate. Minster's got a base runner on third. We got no outs. Got some big raindrops falling down here. And we got a couple players out there with no sleeves, so I don't know if Chelsea's feeling cold yet or not. But pitch to the plate. That ball is popped up. Audra runs over, makes a play. That's perfect for an out. So we've got one out. They still have a runner on third. Indians trailing here 2-1 against the Minster Wildcats. Chelsea's on the mound. First pitch in there for ball. Top of the third inning. I've never seen Darian work so hard in my life. He is cleaning the raindrops off the computer. He's, like, wiping things down, cleaning. Ball gets past catcher and easily scores the runner from third. That brings our score to 3-1. Batter at the plate's got a count of 2 balls, no strikes, 1 out. You make somebody a great wife someday.
I'm back.
I've never seen so much cleaning done in my life.
Oh.
Pitch to the plate, and that's fouled. I thought the rain was past. Did you do a rain dance before the game started?
I did.
The count is 2 balls, 1 strike, 1 out, top of the third inning. Pitch to the plate, and that's hit off the end of the bat. And that's going to roll out of play down the left field line. Seems to be raining maybe a little bit harder than what it was before. Chelsea winds, delivers, and that's low for a ball. 3 ball, that brings the count full. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Pitcher ready, delivers. That ball is hit foul. Right into the dugout. That ball's got to be getting a little slick out there, wouldn't you think, for Chelsea?
I'm sure it is.
Chelsea winds, delivers, and that's low and gets past the catcher. That was ball 4. So that brings Richard down to first base. That's her last name. That's not a girl. The name Richard, that's her last name is Richard.
Yep.
In case anybody got confused. Ump comes up and checks the ball. I'm not sure what he was. What was he looking? Was he looking for Vaseline there?
I'm not sure.
Was he looking for spit? Is Chelsea throwing spitballs out there? Next pitch is just rolls past the catcher. I am just certain that she's just having some trouble holding on to that ball. So that ball just kind of rolled, slipped out of her hand and kind of rolled across home plate. That advances a runner from first to second. We got one out here in the top of the third inning. Our guests are leading us 3-1. That pitch is high for a ball. 2 balls, no strikes, 1 out. Chelsea Wines delivers. That is chopped foul. Audra runs over and picks it up out of play and throws it back to Chelsea. Chelsea's asking for a new ball or a drier ball. Still kind of sprinkling around here. I don't think it's raining quite as hard as what it was. Pitch to the plate. That's in there. Gets past the catcher, and that's going to advance a runner to third. So that brings a runner to third, and we've only got one out here. We are in desperate need of an out here. Chelsea steps onto the pitching rubber, winds, delivers. That's low, gets past the catcher, and that's. Chelsea's changing balls here fairly regularly. Got a little meeting going on at pitcher's mound, all the infield catchers in. meeting breaks up at pitcher's mound. Everybody's getting back to their position. We've got next batter up, lefty for Minster. Runner goes, and easily at second base. So that brings another runner into scoring position for Minster. They got a runner on second, one out. Count to the batter is one ball, no strikes, one out. Pitch to the plate, shows bunt, drops down a really nice bunt. Chelsea picks that up and flips it over to first, and plenty of time to get the runner out. That advances their runner from second to third, but now they have two outs, and we have got to get this girl out. Get out of this inning. With two runs across the plate in this inning now, so it's 4-1. Pitch to the plate, and that's low for a ball. I've never seen anybody so neat and tidy cleaning and wiping raindrops up in my life as this Mr. Darian Sheffer sitting next to me. He is unbelievable. If you guys need your house cleaned up, like windows done, stuff like that, I'm saying this is a guy to call right here because he is doing a fantastic job. Chelsea's ready, winds, delivers. That is fouled over our heads here at the dugout. We kind of moved back into the dugout here a little ways. We got a sweet, cozy spot right now back here in the corner of the dugout, out of the wind. We are loving it right here. It's almost as cozy as home right here. Pitch to the plate, and that's low. That's brings the count even to two balls, two strikes, two outs, runner on third base. Top of the third, our Indians trailing the Minster Lady Wildcats, and she gets her swinging. Nice pitch, out number three. Great pitch, great out, and we will be right back. We're back here in Fort Recovery. Kind of a dreary, wet field here now. Bottom of the third inning. We've got Hannah Kanapke at the plate. She takes a swing at the first pitch in there, and that's fouled back. Bottom of the third inning. Indians trailing 4-1. Hannah Kanapke batting in the nine hole, takes a pitch. Another one in there for a strike. Two strikes, no balls, no outs. Got the top of our batting order coming up next with Chelsea Timmerman. Hannah takes the pitch. Looking. Takes strike three, looking. That's our first out. We've got Chelsea Timmerman to the plate, and she has been playing really well the last couple of games, or all the games I've watched. She's pitching well. She's hitting well. Pitch to the plate, and that rolls across home plate for a ball. I think the rain's picking up a little bit again.
Rain's picking up.
Picking up again. Pitch to the plate. And she hits a dribbler back to the pitcher. Pitcher picks it up, throws it to first for an out. She definitely didn't get all of that one. That brings us to two outs. Two outs here in the bottom of the third inning. Rain's starting to come down pretty hard now. And we've got Tori Vaughn at the plate. She takes the first pitch low for a ball. We got Audra Metzger on deck. Trailing here in the bottom of the third inning, 4-1. It's raining pretty hard, so the girls are changing balls back and forth here fairly regularly, trying to keep them dry. Tori steps into the batter's box, levels the bat a few times, pitch to the plate, and that gets past the catcher. That's low for a ball. Got two outs here in the bottom of the third. We got Tori at the plate. that pitches in there high for a ball. That brings a count. 3 balls, no strikes. What do you do here? You throw a swing at it or you just let it go past?
Let it go past. There you go.
There you go. She let her go by, and that was ball number 4. That's going to put Tori on first. So we got Tori on first with 2 outs. I think we've seen this before.
I think we have.
We got Tori on first. It's really starting to rain pretty hard now. But Darren and I's got this sweet spot in the back of the dugout.
We do. We're nice and dry.
Nice and cozy back here. Audra gets hit by the pitch. Gets hit by the first pitch, sends her to first base, and that's awesome. We got a little bit of a rally hopefully going on because we got Devin stepping up to the plate, and we know she can just club the ball. So that's what we're hoping for. Isn't that right, big guy?
That's what we're hoping for.
You know, we would have to have kind of a the most peculiar direction the wind can come out of mostly this time of year is the be the northeast. And we have a northeast wind blowing rain right into us. It's unbelievable.
It's awesome, ain't it?
It is nice. Getting my popcorn soggy. I'm not happy about soggy popcorn.
It's nice and dry here.
Pitch to the plate. Ooh,
oh,
no,
goodness.
Man. Low. That was low for
that was right at her.
That was low.
At her toes.
That was at her shoelaces. That was a strike called at her shoelaces. So we got 1 ball, 1 strike, 2 outs. Runners on first and second. Come on, Indians. Throws a goofy changeup that gets past the catcher.
We got a rally going.
We do have a rally going on. So that advances our runners to second and third. We have got Devin with a count of 2 balls, 1 strike, 2 outs. We've got Casey Vogel on deck, and the rain's coming down. Pitch to the plate. And that was strike number 2, which brings the count to 2 balls, 2 strikes, and Devin was walking to the dugout like she just struck out. Counts even, 2 balls, 2 strikes, pitch to the plate, and that's outside for a ball.
Oh, my goodness.
Lord have mercy.
Wow.
I thought that was a strike.
For sure.
Brings the count even. This is big. This big
this
pitch
is
right
huge.
Here. Full
Come
count.
On,
pitch
man.
To the plate. Oh, yes! She gets a single right down the third baseline. I mean right down the third baseline. Just gets past the third
wow.
baseman.
That was huge.
That was unbelievable. And brings in 2 runs for the Indians. So now they're trailing 4-3. What a clutch hit
wow.
by Devin. And she just rips that ball.
That was awesome.
Right over top of third base and just sneaks it in play. Gets out to the left field, and that scores easily 2 runs. And Devin standing on first with 2 ribbies, 2 RBIs.
And some wet hair and wet everything.
And she's getting brained on.
Oh, my goodness.
We got Casey Vogel at the plate, takes first pitch in there for a called strike. Come on, Casey. She got a hit the first time.
Nice
first
little
time.
Blooper right
yeah,
over the second
blooper.
Baseman's head.
We'll take a blooper right here.
We would take anything.
Pitch to the plate. That gets past the catcher. Devin's going to easily make that to second base.
I think this rain is playing to our advantage right now.
Yeah, a lot
I mean,
of
we played in any kind of precipitation, so it's not like we're not used to it.
Yeah, not used to the snow. Not used to this. We played in snow. We played in rain. We even played a game or two in some sun, I believe.
We did.
I believe at one point.
We did.
Pitch to the plate. Strike.
Hey.
2 strikes. 1 ball, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Let's go, Casey. Pitcher steps onto the pitching rubber. Pitch to the plate. And that's fouled back. Took a cut at it and fouled that back into the fence behind home plate. Rain's coming down pretty hard. I'm glad I'm in the dugout. I wouldn't want to be out there. And
I would not want to be out there.
I'm kind of a wuss.
And mess up my hair.
It would mess up your hair. Wines delivers, throws a change up, and that's in there for a ball. So how was that game that you played in Lima in football when it rained the whole time? Did it bother you?
It was definitely cold, but, I mean, adrenaline, so it wasn't too bad.
That pitch was in there for a ball. It nearly poured
the
whole game.
I'd do it all over again.
That brings the count to full. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, payoff pitch. And she bloops another one. She bloops another one out to shortstop and gets a bloop single over to, she's on first, and that advances Devin to third. Come on, Carly, get a hit. Got Carly Stone stepping up to the plate. And boy, oh boy, all we need is a hit, and we can tie this baby up.
We need a hit here.
We need a hit.
Come on, Carly Stone.
Carly digs into the batter's box. Rain's just pouring down. She throws down a beautiful bunt.
Oh, man.
Beautiful bunt, and she gets thrown out at first. But we scored 2 runs, and that brings the score to 4-3. We're trailing by 1, and we'll be right back.